Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and other men accused of soliciting prostitution in a Florida massage parlor are expected to be charged by prosecutors as soon as this afternoon. Jupiter, Florida's police chief announced that the 77-year-old Robert Kraft will be charged with two counts of soliciting another to commit prostitution. Kraft is accused of soliciting a prostitute on at least two separate occasions at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Florida roughly a month ago. Investigators say that they've got videos of the men who paid for the flipping pancakes at the massage parlor, including Robert Kraft, and the footage is graphic. Based on the video, the men would enter the spa, pay up front, before being escorted back into a private massage room. The women in there would perform acts. Cops say the surveillance videos capture every single detail of the encounters, including the cleanup.
Ew.
A spokesperson for Kraft has denied that he engaged in any illegal activity. The NFL released a statement saying that the NFL is aware of the ongoing law enforcement matter and will continue to monitor developments. Yeah, Liv?
I just want to say, if you saw the picture of this spa, it is like the most ratchet,
it's obvious,
run-down looking spa ever. This is not where a billionaire goes to get a massage. So there was only one thing he was doing in there.
Dude, I know somebody whose dad got busted by going into one of these. So tragic. And then he had to go to jail for a little bit. Yeah. And it was like so unexpected too. They're like super Mormon. It was really unexpected. President Trump is a friend of Robert Kraft. I don't know if he is anymore, but he had a statement about all this.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally. But I'm very surprised to see it.
Also, just kind of irony that the Patriot Stadium is the Gillette Stadium, and Gillette did that whole campaign about how men need to be better. Just a funny little ironic thing right there.
Well, people are flocking to this day spa to get pictures. One guy even showed up naked. The building is closed down at the moment, but that isn't stopping people from stopping by for a glimpse of the place. Love it. Live it, love it. Jordan Woods is said to have denied hooking up with Tristan Thompson when Khloe Kardashian first confronted her about it. A source told Us Weekly when Khloe confronted Jordan, at first she denied it, then she admitted it. Khloe has never confronted another woman that Tristan has cheated with before. Another source said it seemed that Jordan and Tristan had some kind of agreement that if they were caught hooking up, they were going to deny it together. So an insider said Jordan was shocked when the family did find out and confronted her, because she acted really distraught. I guess she thought Tristan was going to lie for her and all this stuff. The family feels that she's mostly upset that she just got caught. When it comes to Tristan, he doesn't really seem to care very much about the cheating scandal. He kind of didn't really act like he regretted hooking up with her, but he doesn't act like he cares that everyone hates him now. He's kind of denied it too, but has really had no explanation since as to why it happened. So, you know, he's just an absolute
trash bag.
Douchebag. Ja Rule performed at a halftime show in Milwaukee during some 90s night on Saturday, and his performance went viral because of the awkward start thanks to some technical problems.
Yeah. They said this is 90s night, so they brought out a 2000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready?
1 second. I'm loading up. They give me time to load up.
Are we ready? I guess not.
That to me is like so amazing. Like, no wonder Fyre Festival did not work out. Like, just no wonder. This guy is nuts. Adam Levine's shirtless performance during the Super Bowl halftime show led to numerous complaints to the FCC. Hey, Adam Levine and I have something in common.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Pork Chop. Before you got on the show, I've had a couple FCC complaints about me. Not because I did anything actually illegal or swore on the air anything that like actually warrants an FCC complaint. It's because people just don't like me.
Oh.
So they wanted to tell the government I hate Alex from the Joe and Alex Show.
I thought you were going to say like you were nude on TV or something.
No.
People just wanted to censor her because it just don't agree with her.
You know what? The man trying to keep me down. They try to keep me off MTV, but it feels so empty without me and Adam Levine, who is proudly showing his nips. So 50 people filed legitimate complaints about the Maroon 5 frontman's nips being exposed on national television during that performance. One complaint read, "I want Adam Levine band like Janet Jackson." Another viewer from California wrote, "I am writing because I am upset about the half-naked stripper on stage of the halftime show. Also, don't drink plastic straws around me, only paper. I will also call the FCC to complain about you if you do that. Thank you." That's just great. That is the garbage.